各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace be with you。
现在小弟要奉主耶稣圣名，再跟大家来在这里来跟大家分享有关于主耶稣的宣告啊，天国的福音。
The new Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to share with you the gospel according to Lord Jesus。
今天虽然外面下雨，可是我们今天在这会堂里面呢，来敬拜神呢，觉得很温暖。
Though it's raining outside, but we feel very warm and comfortable sitting here in the chapel to worship Him.
那我们这次的灵恩布道会呢，小弟被安排来这里协助，想要用一系列的主耶稣基督的福音呢，跟大家来查考，一起来分享。
I was assigned to come to help out with this time spiritual convocation evangelical service.
那今天晚上先来谈一下主耶稣的福音，有关于天国的福音。
So this tonight, I'd like to share with you the gospel.Of the kingdom of heaven.
我们一看到福音，在我们中文里面呢，其实这个字眼呢，我们一般来说并不陌生的。
We are very familiar with the word gospel.
因为在中文这个文字里面呢，所谓的福音就是好消息，大好的信息。
The so-called gospel is good news, the great good news.
所以常常在广告传单里面，我们看到某一些特定的产品呢。或者特别的医疗方法呢，对某一些人来说就是所谓的福音。
Oftentimes we see in brochures that describe certain products as gospel to certain kinds of people.
但是如果我们不是他们所广告要推展这个产品或者是医疗方法的对象的时候，这些它的内容以及它所讲的，对我们来说基本上是没有什么意义的。
But if we're not their target market, then their message to us has no meaning.
就像如果我们今天没有心脏的问题，那如果一个药品跟我们说这是心脏病者的福音，那么这个东西我们就不会注意了。
And for example, if the advertisement tells us that this medicine is a gospel to those who have heart disease, but if we don't have heart disease, then this message has nothing to do with this.
但是今天要跟大家谈谈天国的福音。
But today I'd like to share with you the gospel of heavenly kingdom.
这是从耶稣基督来的。
This comes from Lord Jesus.
那这个福音呢？圣经特别说，它是关乎万民的。
This, according to the Bible, this gospel has to do with everyone in the world.
也就是说，当耶稣基督要降生的时候
，That's to say, before Lord Jesus Christ was born.
那时候天使呢，曾经在向野地的牧羊人这样子显现，这样子跟他们宣告。
Angel revealed himself to shepherds in the wilderness and proclaimed.
在圣经路加福音第二章里面特别说，这个天使说，今天在大卫的城里为你们降生一个救主。
In Luke chapter 2, it tells us that the angel told the shepherds, today in the city of David, a savior will be born.
那这个消息是关乎万民的。
And this news has to do with every people.
表示说每一个人都要听到这个好的消息。
That means that everyone will hear this good news.
那耶稣基督他降生，其实基本上是因为神为了爱人才来到世上，他才来到人间的。
Jesus Christ came to this world because God loves man.
当我们在讲耶稣基督的时候，我们很自然的一定会提到有关于神的概念。
When we talk about Jesus Christ, naturally we have to talk about God.
因为我们今天我们这个信仰本身就是要谈有关于敬拜神的事情。
Because faith has to do with how to worship God.
那敬拜神，首先我们就很多人就会问了，那这个神是谁
？Many people will ask, "Who is God?"
其实我们就仔细想，其实神是一个灵。
If we think carefully, then we know that God is spirit.
神是没有物质的。
God is not has no physical body.
他是看不见的。
He cannot be seen.
我们今天之所以能够看见一个东西，是因为有一个形态。
We can see something before our eyes because it has a form.
那有一个物质，今天有个光，然后反映在这个物质里面，然后这个影子回应在我们的眼睛的视网膜上面，我们是看得到。
When light reflects on this form.It will shine into our retina, and because of that, we are able to see this thing.
但是如果这个对象本身没有物质，我们就看不见了。
But if this object has no form, then we will not be able to see it.
所以圣经里面有一段话，它在描述什么是神呢
？There is a statement in the Bible that describes what is God.
我们请来看一下提摩太前书第一章。
Please turn to 1 Timothy chapter 1.
圣经提摩太前书第一章。
1 Timothy chapter 1.
第一章请看17节。
Chapter 1 verse 17.
这里提到说，但愿尊贵荣耀归给那不能朽坏不能看见永世的君王独一的神直到永永远远。阿们。
Verse 17, now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever.
这里提到说这个神是独一的。
Here it tells us that this God is the only God.
那他是不能朽坏的。
He's not corruptible.
表示说他是直到永远。
That means that he is eternal.
然后他说他是不能看见。
Here it tells us that he cannot be seen.
他是永世的君王。
He's the eternal God.
表示说他是永远的王。
The king eternal, his king forever.
今天在地面上的王都有一个时段。
Today, no matter which king you are, your reign will be is limited.
以前的所谓的王朝，也可以一代传一代，但是每一个朝代的王都过去了。
Many generations of king have passed.
那这里讲到这个独一的神是永世的君王。
But this God that's mentioned in this verse is the king eternal.
那我们再请看同样这一卷书第六章。提摩太前书第六章。
Let's turn to chapter 6 of 1 Timothy.
先看第十五节。
Verse 15.
那这里也一样在介绍这位神呢。
This verse also introduces God.
第十五节说，到了日期，那可称颂、独有、全能的万王之王、万主之主。第十六节就是那独一不实、住在人不能靠近的光里，是人未曾看见，也是不能看见的，要将他显明出来。但愿尊贵和永远的全能都归给他。阿门。
Amen. 15, for which he will bring about at the proper time, he who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone possesses immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see.
这里讲到这个神，他说是住在人不能靠近的光里。
This verse tells us that this God dwells in unapproachable light.
但是这个光不是一般的光啊。
Which means that this light is no ordinary light.
其实神本身就是光。
Actually, God Himself is light.
光是神的一个特性。
Light is an essence of God.
那是人没有看过的。
No one has,
也是不能看见的。
No one has seen this light, or no one can see this light.
他是不死的。
He has no death. He cannot die.
他是拥有绝对的全能的。
And he has all the power in the world.
所以我们如果先明白这样一个神，今天是我们敬拜的对象。
If we understand that this is a kind of God that we are worshiping today,
因此对这样一个神来说，没有任何他办不到的事情。
To this God, there's nothing that's impossible.
那我们知道神，圣经里面告诉我们说，神曾经用尘土造了人。
The Bible also tells us that God created man from dust.
那造了一个人以后，他觉得一个人不好。
After he created one man, he thought that this is not good.
所以他又用这个人的肋骨，另外造了另外一个女人来帮助这个第一个被造的人。
So he took a rib from this man and used it to create a woman to help him.
那这个就是人类的开始。
This is the beginning of humankind.
这件事情我们怎么知道呢？
How do we know such thing has happened?
因为圣经告诉我们。
Because the Bible told us.
那我们相信这个圣经是神。他要把有关于人的事情，让人怎么能够认识神的事情，感动他的仆人写下来的。
We believe that the Bible is the word of God, whom He has moved many people to record for us to understand who He is.
今天如果我们相信圣经的话语
，So today if we understand, if we believe in this Bible,
我们就知道神的这个作为。
Then we will know God's works.
那神造了人之后，其实神造人是为什么
？Why did God create man？
圣经告诉我们说，神要让人来分享他的荣耀。
The Bible tells us that He did that so that we can share in His glory.
因为这个神他是万主之主、万王之王，他是绝对权柄，有绝对的权柄的。
Because this God is the King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
他是全能的神
，absolute power.
His 全智的神
，His the Almighty God. He's
他是无所不在的神。
His God that's everywhere.
那这个神，他用他的全能创造这个美好的宇宙，让我们今天在这里生活。
This God used His almighty power to create this world for us to live in.
那这些创造其实 要让我们人类来享受的。
He created the creation for us to enjoy.
那一开始，人造人被神所造，就是神赋予这个目的，就是要来分享他的荣耀，人也要来荣耀他。
When God created man, His intention was for man to share His glory and for man to glorify Him.
可是后来，人没有办法来完成神当初所造人所放下这个旨意，就是要来荣耀他这个旨意。
But man failed in carrying out God's will for them.
圣经告诉我们说，人犯罪了。
The Bible tells us that man sinned.
就是人违背了神的话语。
Meaning that he disobeyed God's word.
那这个在圣经里面所记载有关于当初这个人类的始祖如何吃了神所禁止不能够吃的那个果子。
The first man ate the fruit which God commanded him not to eat.
那当人违背了神的话语以后。
When man disobeyed God's commandment.
神说他当初说了一条命令的。
God only gave him one commandment.
他说，如果你们吃了这个不能吃的果子，吃的日子必定死。
He said that if you eat of this fruit, then the day you eat of it, you shall surely die.
那吃了必定死，可是事实是当初人类的始祖吃了之后，他们并没有马上死掉啊。
But what actually happened was after he ate it of it, he did not die immediately.
然后，但是接下来结果就是人被赶离开了。神的面不能够再见到神。
But the result of his action was that he was cast out from the sight of God.
所以从此，这个始祖人类所产生的后代都跟神离开了。
Because of that, all the every children of this man or all the descendants that came after the man are cursed.
圣经说这个就是人从此在罪里面了。
They are all under sin.
那在这个罪里面。那这样一个状态，其实跟神当初造人他的目的不一样。
And to be in sin was contrary to the will of God.
所以神呢，他要解决这个问题。
So God wanted to solve this problem.
因为他当初所造成的这些人，他的目的还没有完成。
Because his will for creating the man has not yet been carried out.
一开始就离开了。
Because they departed from his will in the very beginning.
所以耶稣基督呢，就是神成为人，要来解决这个人罪的问题的。
So Jesus Christ is this God who came in human form to solve the problem of sin.
我们就来看一下圣经的提摩太前书第三章。
If we turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章十六节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
三章十六节。
Chapter 3 verse 16.
大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
16. By common confession, great is the mystery of godliness. He who was revealed in the flesh was vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory.
这里特别讲到有关于这个敬拜神。的奥秘，他说是神在肉身的显现。
Here it says the mystery of godliness is God in flesh.
那这里圣经所描述的人，其实就是指耶稣基督。
The person described in this verse is Jesus Christ.
他是神在肉身显现，让我们人今天看见。
He was God revealed in flesh.
他让我们看见要做什么
？So that we can see him with our eyes. And why did he do that?
当耶稣基督要降生的时候呢
？Before Jesus Christ was born.
天使特别跟约瑟跟他宣告。
Angel proclaimed to Joseph.
我们来看一下马太福音第一章，回到当初耶稣降生的时候，神道成肉身要来到以前他那个信息的宣告。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1 to review the proclamation that angel gave to man before Jesus Christ was born.
第一章的二十一节。
Chapter 1 verse 21.
一章二十一节。
Chapter 1 verse 21.
他将要生一个儿子哦，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪里救出来。
She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
他说要他的目的就是要来把他自己的百姓从罪里面救出来的。
He came so that he can save his people from their sins.
那就是因为他带着这个目的
，because he came with this purpose,
救人离开罪恶。
Purpose to save his people from their sins.
这一节 耶稣基督就是神与人同在的一个具体的表现了。
Jesus Christ is a example, is a actual God who came to this world to be with man.
因为神是神，他是圣洁的。
Because God is holy.
他现在要来到人的世界里。
Now he's to come into human world.
他要来与人同住。
To live with man.
然后要把人从罪里面救出来。
And to save people from their sins.
所以耶稣基督他来了以后，就有了所谓的天国的福音了。
So after Jesus came into this world, that's the beginning of the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
所以天国的福音从耶稣基督开始。
Therefore, the gospel of the kingdom of heaven starts with Jesus Christ.
没有耶稣就没有福音。
If there is no Jesus, there is no gospel.
我们来看一下马太福音第九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音第九章。
Matthew chapter 9.
马太第九章，我们请看35节。
Chapter 9, verse 35.
耶稣，他是神成为人来到人间以后，他说他走遍各城各乡，在会堂里面教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
When Jesus is God who came into the world in flesh, he was going through all the cities and villages, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom.
他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
And seeing the people, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dispirited, like sheep without a shepherd.
这里讲耶稣来开始先讲所谓天国的福音。以前人他们不知道什么叫天国的。
From this verses, we know that when Jesus came into this world, he started to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom. Prior to Jesus' arrival, people did not know what this gospel is.
所以耶稣基督来向世人介绍什么叫天国。
Jesus came to introduce to people what is heaven.
让人再一次的了解到说，原来在当初人始祖的时代跟神那个那么亲近的关系是怎么一回事的。
So that we will know how what kind of relationship that man once had with God.
我们知道人类与生俱来都有一个很特别的天性，就是会懂得拜神。
We know that we have a natural instinct to worship God.
今天不管在哪一个地方
，No matter where you are today，
哪一个种族
，No matter what race you are，
不管他的文明有多高或多低啊
，No matter how civilized your society is，
很多人他们都会去拜神，用他们的方法。
We see that people worship God with their own ways.
那为什么会这样
？Why？
今天在惠州的丛林里面，很多人他们也有他们自己的神在敬拜，他们也有他们的仪式在所谓敬天哦。
Today in the jungles in Africa, you will see that natives worship God with their own methods.
因为当我们人很自然，当我们举目望天的时候
，When we lift our eyes to heaven，
啊，特别在如果在夜晚的时候，如果我们举目看看天上的天空
，especially at night，
我们看到满天的星星啊，真的会觉得不可思议。
If we see skies, stars fill the sky, we will think that this is so amazing.
我们现在因为知识越来越丰富，我们知道那个星星怎么一回事，到底有多远，那个星实际上是不一样的，有远有近有近的。
Today, because of advancement in knowledge, we know that stars, there are many different kinds of stars, and there are some far away and some near to us.
那这些星，今天我们在这个都市的生活里面，常常因为有这个光害啊，所以我们常常不会看到很满天星星那种是多么样的震撼。
But because we live in the cities or around the city area, because of light pollution, and many times we cannot see stars in heaven.
就好像我们今天没有住在海边哦，就没有办法感受到那个海浪。如果是那个海浪喷轰汹涌的时候，有多么震撼，有多么可怕。
Just like today, if we don't live by the ocean, then we will not know how awesome are the waves when it reach the shore.
如果我们举目望天。
If we lift our eyes to heaven,
看到这个天上的星星。
If we see the stars in heaven,
诗篇的作者第八篇里面这样说。
The poet in Psalm chapter 8 says,
诗篇第八篇的第三节，有一这个诗人他这样说：我观看你指头所造的天，并你所陈设的月亮星宿。
In chapter 8, verse 3, The poet says that when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained.
当他看到这个景象的时候，他觉得说，哎呀，人实在是好渺小，人算什么？
When he sees this image, he felt that what is man? Man is so minute.
但是他又觉得说，哎，但是现在神竟然眷顾了人，他这个作诗的人，他觉得说神顾念了我。
Yet God, of heaven, cared for man.
所以。圣经里面有说，他说诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段，就是说这个宇宙其实在传达一个信息，就是这个造物主有多么奇妙，
Bible,
有多么有全能。
The Bible tells us that the entire creation is singing praises to God, and so, this is to tell us that how wonderful and miraculous is God's creation.
就是因为这个自然这么奇妙，所以当人如果望天的时候，就会觉得说，哎，这个有一个神，但是他们不知道这是谁。所以他们用他们自己的方法在敬拜这位神。
Because nature is so wonderful, so wondrous, so that whenever we lift our eyes to see God's creation, we will naturally wonder how to worship God.
人有拜神的天性。
We have this natural instinct to worship God.
但是不见得会知道这个神是谁。
But we may not know who this God is.
那这个神，他造了这个天这么伟大，他跟我什么关系？
Or what kind of relationship does God have with us?
这是为什么在圣经里面、有一个传道人呢，他到一个城市里面去，他看到哇，这个怎么这城市里面、这么多偶像，造了这么多的神出来了。
That's why in the Bible there's a preacher, when he goes into a city, he saw many, many idols.
那甚至呢，有些神都有一个名字，但是有一个神竟然没有名字。
And he even saw an idol without name.
那表示说这个城市里面他们是很敬畏鬼神的。
This shows that people in the city they respect gods.
他们生怕有那个神哦没有拜到，所以他们就即使那个没有拜到的神，还要给他立一个像，然后就来拜他。
They're afraid that there's a god they miss, so they set an idol and wrote that this is an idol whom we do not know.
那当这个传道人他看到了这样一个现象以后，他就跟他们介绍说，哎，其实有一位神。他是创造我们的，他给我们生命的这个神。
When the preacher saw this idol, he started to introduce the gospel of God to them.
那我们就来看一下《使徒行传》第十七章。
So let's now turn to Acts chapter 17.
这里讲到说，这个传道者他介绍这位神。
Here it describes how this preacher described God.
第二十四节。
Verse
24. 他创造宇宙和其中万物的神是天地的主，他就不住在人手所造的殿里面的。
Verse 24, the God who made the world and all things in it, since he is the Lord of heaven and earth, does not dwell in temples and made with hands.
他不用人手来服侍，好像缺少什么，自己倒将生命气息万物都赐给万人了。
Verse 25, nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all people life and breath and all things.
他从一本造出万族的人住在全地上，并且预先定准他们连线和所住的疆界。
And he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined their appointed times and the boundaries of their inhabitation.
要叫他们寻求神
，so that they would see gods.
那二十八节特别说，我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他。
Verse 28 tells us that for in him we live and move and exist.
那我们其实是神所生的。
We were given birth by gods.
那这个传道者他就这样介绍这样一个创造宇宙万物主宰的这位神呢。
So this was how the preacher introduced this God of heavens and earth who created the heavens and the earth.
那所以这位神其实跟我们有关系的。
And this God has something to do with us.
好，生命是他赐的。
Life was given by him.
那我们的一切都掌握在他手上。
Everything we have are in his hands.
可是我们如果知道这位神这样子以外，其实好像也知道说，好，就是一个神造我，然后呢
？So now we know that this God created us. Now what?
基本上，如果今天耶稣基督他没有来宣告他的信息，把它留在圣经里面
，If Jesus Christ did not record his message in the Bible，
耶稣如果没有来在这个世上跟我们宣告这个天国的福音呢？
If Jesus Christ did not come to proclaim to us the gospel of the heaven of kingdom,
其实我们也不知道有天国跟地狱的存在的。
The kingdom of heaven, then we will not know that hell and heaven exist.
因为我们每一个人都只有活一次而已啊。
Since we only have one life to live,
我们活在这个世上，就在这个世上而已啊。我们只能够在一个地方 在同一个时间只能在这个地方，不能在另外一个地方。
We can only stay in one place at one time. We cannot be at two places at one time.
很多人活了，然后就走了，又死了，走了。
Many people have lived and passed.
但这个死的人，如果他知道说去什么地方，他也没有办法再回来告诉我们活的人说：“哎，小心一点哦，以后有什么地方要去哦。”
And those who are dead cannot come back to life and tell us to be careful for what kind of place we're going to go after our death.
所以今天如果不是耶稣基督来告诉我们一个信息，今天我们真的不知道的。
If Jesus Christ did not come to us and tell us his message, then we will not know.
耶稣基督他来告诉我们有天国跟地狱的存在。
Jesus Christ come to tell us that hell and heaven and hell exist.
那他怎么描述天国？耶稣怎么描述天国？怎么描述地狱呢？
How did Jesus describe heaven and hell?
我们来请看马可福音第九章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 9.
马可福音第九章。
Mark chapter 9.
第九章我们请看四十三节。
Chapter 9 verse 43.
马可福音九章四十三节。
Mark chapter 9 verse 43.
倘若你一只手叫你跌倒，你就把它砍下来。
If your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off.
然后你切了肢体进入永生，强如有两只手落到地狱。那入那不灭的火里去。
It's better for you to enter life crippled than having your two hands to go to hell into unquenchable fire.
这里讲到永生跟地狱。
Here it tells us eternal life and hell.
那永生我们比较容易了解。
It's easier for us to understand eternal life.
因为是永远活着。
Because that means you live forever.
我们今天如果过一个很舒服的环境，一个很好的生活，我们觉得很满意的生活。
Today, if our life is comfortable and we're content with everything.
哦，我们如果永远活着，那当然很好喽。
If we live forever, how wonderful would that be?
如果我们现在去度假，觉得很enjoy这个假期的时候。
So today we go on vacation and we are enjoying it very much.
我们总觉得说这个假期越长越好。
We feel that the longer the vacation, the better.
可是，其实假期要怎么好？如果连续让你玩两个礼拜，你大概也会很腻。
But no matter how wonderful a vacation is, if you stay there for 2 weeks straight, then you will get tired of it eventually.
会很累。
You'll、
会很想回家。
You'll get very tired and you want to go home.
那但是我们总觉得说这个永生我们就比较容易了解说好的情况下一直持续下去。
It's easier for us to understand eternal life. It's like living forever in a very good life.
但是地狱其实就很难了解了。
But it's harder to understand hell.
所以圣经这里特别描述说什么叫地狱，他说不会灭的火里面的。
So here, the Bible describes what hell is. Hell is the unquenchable fire.
然后看四十五节。
Let's read verse 45.
倘若你有一只脚叫你跌倒，你就把它砍下来。你瘸腿进入永生，强如两只脚落丢在地狱里。
If your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off. It's better for you to enter life lame than having your two feet to be cast into hell.
四十七节一样讲到眼睛的问题。
Verse 47, talk about the problem of eye.
他这里想说，如果你一只眼睛叫你跌倒，就把它挖掉。你只有一只眼睛进入神的国，强如有两只眼睛被丢在地狱里。
If your eye causes you to stumble, throw it out. It's better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than having two eyes be cast into hell.
然后第四八节说，在地狱里面，在那里虫是不死的，火是不灭的。
48 tells us, hell is where their warmth does not die and the fire is not quenched.
这个地方圣经用这样的一个描述，一个名词来描述地狱有多可怕。
So the Bible used this terms to describe how terrible hell is.
那不灭的火。
There's unquenchable fire.
不死的虫。
Warm that does not die.
因为当时候在耶路撒冷那个地方啊，他们有一个地方是垃圾场。
At that time in Jerusalem, there was a garbage place.
就是所谓的粪场门哦，就是耶路撒冷城的旁边有一个垃圾倒垃圾的地方，那里有一个出入口啊，那个地方啊，那个垃圾一直在烧啊。
And in that place, they burn garbage day and night.
那有垃圾就一定会很多虫。
Since there's garbage, there surely are for many, many worms.
耶稣基督用这样一个概念，用火不会灭，虫不会死，来描述地狱有多可怕。
So Jesus used the unquenchable fire and warm that does not die to describe how horrible hell is.
这是地狱。
So this is,
这是地狱的情景。
This is a scene from hell.
那是永远不会灭的，是永远的。
And this is eternal.
今天主耶稣如果没有来跟我们告诉我们这些信息，其实我们也不知道说，这个地狱真的有那么可怕吗
If Jesus did not come to tell us this message, then we would not know how terrible and dreadful hell is.
我们知道有些人很怕一些虫啊。
We know that some people are very afraid of bugs.
有些人不知道为什么很怕蜘蛛啊。
I don't know why some people are very afraid of spiders.
很多姐妹很怕蜘蛛。
A lot of sisters are afraid of spiders.
看到蜘蛛掉在天花板上，哇，大叫。
When they see a spider hanging, in the air, they would scream.
有人很怕老鼠。
But some are very afraid of mice.
看到老鼠的时候，躲到那个。狮子要爬高高的，怕被老鼠撞到。
When they catch a glimpse of mice, they will run to the corner and protect themselves.
但是如果像我们很怕虫的人啊，绝对不能下地狱去。
So those who are very afraid of worms can never go to hell.
那地狱实在太可怕了。
Because hell is very dreadful.
因为圣经说那个虫一直咬你，但是那个虫不会死，人也不会死。
Because the Bible tells us that.In hell, worm will keep on biting you, and they will not die.
永远的痛苦。
You will suffer forever.
那主耶稣基督啊，他告诉我们这个概念以后
，After Jesus shared with us this concept,
他告诉我们一个很重要的那个信息。
He tells us a very important message.
因为他来不是来恐吓我们呢、啊。
He did not come to scare us.
他来其实要让我们脱离罪啊。
He came to deliver us from sins.
因为一开始他降生以前就已经把这个信息告诉当时候的约瑟了。
He told the purpose of his death to Joseph before his birth.
我们看一下约翰福音第十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
请看第一节。
Verse 1.
耶稣说：“你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多住处。若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。”我去原是为你们预备地方去。
First one, do not let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Verse 2, my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you.
第三节说，我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，你叫你们也在哪里。
Verse 3, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
耶稣说，他要为我们预备一个。地方，他说父的家里有许多的住处。
Jesus tells us that he's preparing a place for us, and in his father's house there are many dwelling places.
其实这个就是那个天国，就是那个永生。
This is heaven. This is eternal life.
耶稣特别来告诉我们这么一个信息。
Jesus came to tell us this message.
以后他要带我们到那边去。
That in the future he will bring us to such a place.
他去预备好了，就会带来再来带我们到那边去了。
After he's prepared a place for us, he will bring us to there.
那这个地方是不会朽坏、不会玷污、不会衰残的。
In that place, there is nothing will corrupt and everything is holy.
在启示录里面特别说，这个地方不用日月光照，是有神的光自己照着。
Revelation tells us that there's no need for light there because God will shine or shine this place with his own light.
在那个地方没有死亡。
Over there, there is no death.
没有哀嚎，没有疼痛。
There's no crying, no pain.
没有哭嚎。
There's no tears.
那个地方到底多好？
How wonderful is that place?
圣经里面的使徒他们经历过，他说是好的无比的。
An apostle in the Bible who experienced this place said that this place is beyond description.
是宁可放弃这个生命去享受那个好的无比的地方的那种状态，那个叫做神国的住处。
He rather give up his life to go to that place.
我们来看一下腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书一章二十三节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 23.
一章二十三节说：“我正在两难之间，情愿离世与基督同在，因为这是好的无比的。”
Chapter 1 verse 3, but I am hard pressed from both directions, having the desire to depart and be with Christ, for that is very much better.
那表示说这个传道者呢，这个作者保罗，他说他如果让他选择，他宁可现在马上就到那个地方跟耶稣同住，好的无比，他没有办法，没有办法用世界上任何一个东西都没办法比较的。
Paul, the author of this book, says that if he had a choice, he would choose to be with Jesus forever.
那在哥林多前书的第二章里面有一句话。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, there is a statement.
哥林多前书第二章的第九节。
2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9.
哥林多前书二章九节。
Chapter 2, verse
9. 那里描述有一个新天新地。
Here it describes a new heaven and new earth.
那是神为爱他的人所预备，看哥林多前书二章九节，如经上所记，神为爱他的人所预备的，是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
Excuse me, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. But just as it's written, things which eyes have not seen, ear has not heard, and which have not entered the heart of man, all that God has prepared for those who love him.
这是叫做天国的住处。
This is heaven.
好的无比的国度。
It's a place beyond description.
好了，今天耶稣基督他把这个信息告诉我们。
So today Jesus Christ has told us this message.
那到底谁可以进去？
Then who can enter such a place?
我是不是可以进去其中的一份子呢？
Am I one of the people who can enter?
这个很重要。
It's a very important question.
因为我们今天所听到的信息一定要跟我们有关系。
Because the message that we hear today has to do with us.
如果跟我们没关系，那我知不知道这个东西都无所谓了。
If it has nothing to do with us, then it doesn't matter whether we know it or not.
那因为耶稣基督他来跟我们宣告这个天国的福音以后，他提供给我们一个信息，说到底怎么样能可以进去。
So since Jesus Christ has given us His gospel, He's also given us the way to enter.
今天晚上呢，我就用马太福音一些信息呢，跟大家来分享哪些人可以进了这个天国。
So I'd like to use some passages in Matthew to describe to you which kind of people can enter the kingdom of heaven.
我们请看马太福音第五章。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章，请看第三节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 3.
五章三节说，细心人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Chapter 5 verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
这里讲到细心的人。
Poor in spirit.
什么叫做细心？就是他说，这个心灵很贫穷，他需要有神来住他心里的人。
Those who are poor in spirit needs God to live in his heart.
觉得我需要神的人啊。
That means those who think that he needs God.
今天我们来到这里聚会，我来这边听道理。
Today when we come here to listen to the sermon,
我们都觉得我们是需要神的人。
We all believe that we need God.
今天如果我们觉得不需要神，我们就不会来这里了。
If we don't feel that we need God, then we wouldn't be here.
因为来教会就是要找神。
Because when we come to church, we come to seek God.
如果来教会是要找娱乐的。
If we come here to seek for entertainment,
他就找错地方。
Then we come to the wrong place.
但是如果我们今天要来找神，我们就找对地方了。
But if we come here to seek God, then we are in the right place.
所以这里告诉我们，细心的人，他是天国是他们的。
This verse tells us that blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
那所以我们今天来到这里，我们要抱一个谦卑的心。来聆听耶稣基督这个信息的宣告。
And that's why when we come here, we need to come with a humble heart, a heart ready to receive the proclamation of Jesus.
然后我们看一下第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
第十节说：“为义受逼迫人有福了，因为天国是他们的。”
Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
十一节说：“人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样的坏话、毁谤你们就有福了。”
Verse 11, blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil things against you because of me.
12节说应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的，在你们以前的先知人也是这样逼迫他们。
Verse 12, rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
换句话说，要是愿意为天国付出代价的人。
In other words, those who are willing to sacrifice for kingdom of heaven.
如果我们可以了解到这个天国有多好。
If we can understand how wonderful kingdom of heaven is.
我们是否会愿意付出代价？
Will we be willing to pay a price?
就像今天我们如果觉得说，哎，这个医生他告诉我这个方法，可以让我的病得医治。
Just like today, when a doctor tells us a way that can heal our disease.
如果我们真的相信这个医生讲的话，
If we believe what he says,
我们一定会付代价的。
Then we will surely pay a price.
不管医生有多远，我们都会去。
No matter how far this doctor is, we will go to him.
以前我的外婆，她在生病的当中。
When my grandmother was sick.
她四十几岁的时候，她就已经满身都病了，很可怜。
When she reached 40 years old, she has illness all over.
在当时候，她只要听到有哪一个医生很好的，我那个药很厉害的。再怎么远都去。
When she hear that this doctor is very good, then no matter how far this doctor is, she will go to him.
她愿意付代价。
She's willing to pay a price.
可是往往她付的代价没有得到她给她的回报，相对的回报，因为那个福音是空的，那个药，那个医生根本没办法治她的病了。
But very often, her sacrifice did not gain her anything because the words that the doctor spoke to her was nothing.
但是这里耶稣告诉我们说，他说如果我们愿意为他付出代价，我们就有福气。
But
赏赐是大的。
Jesus says here that if we're willing to pay a price for this gospel, then we will gain much.
所以我们是不是那个愿意付代价的人？
Are we the ones who are willing to sacrifice?
这个代价其实不是要我们的，不是要我们的金钱。
The sacrifice does not come in the form of money.
是我们愿意，我们知道这个是值得的。耶稣基督，我如果为耶稣基督牺牲一些东西，我觉得可以，我愿意。
But rather, we feel that Jesus Christ is worthy for us to make sacrifice.
我的时间。
Sacrifice, for example, our time.
我可能会被人家讨厌一下。
Or that other people may dislike me.
我的朋友，我的家人可能会对我另眼看待。
Or my friends or family members may treat me not so well.
我愿意付这个代价。
I'm willing to pay this price.
这样的人，耶稣说可以进去。
Then Jesus says such kind of people can.
第三个。
Third.
我们看第七章，马太福音第七章。
Let's read Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章二十一节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 21.
凡称呼我主啊主啊人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意人才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
这里特别提到说要遵行天父旨意人能进天国。
This verse tells us that those who do the will of Father in heaven can enter kingdom of heaven.
重点是遵行，而不是在于嘴巴说主啊主啊。
The focus is on doing the will of God, of Father, not merely proclaiming the Father as our Lord.
为什么耶稣会这样说？
Why did Jesus say this?
因为主耶稣知道有些人呢，他可以嘴巴说主啊主啊，然后他也可以行很多神迹，行很多异能，然后传道也可以感动很多人。
Because Jesus knows that there are some people who will call God their Lord, who are able to perform many miracles and who are very eloquent in giving sermons.
可是那是他们的工作。比如说，他今天一个人，如果他奉耶稣的名行异能、赶鬼。传福音，让很多人相信，这是他做的工作。
But for example, if a person today who's able to cast out demons in the name of the Lord Jesus, who's able to heal and give sermons, he's just on doing his work.
跟这个人有没有遵行天父旨意是两回事的。
And it has nothing to do with whether or not he's doing the will of Father.
但是耶稣真的看重的是这个人有没有遵行天父旨意。
But what Jesus pays the most, most attention to is whether or not this person actually does well, Father.
如果没有，第23节耶稣说，我明明告诉他们说，我从来就不认识你们，你们这些作恶人离开我去吧。
And if he does not, then verse 23, Jesus says, he will tell them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
所以我们愿意遵行天父的旨意。
So if we're willing to practice the will of our Father.
好了，现在问题就来了，那什么叫天父旨意啊？
Then this question comes, what is the will of Father?
如果我知道，我就去做。
If you know it, then you will do it.
可是有人常常说，我不知道天父旨意在哪里啊。
But many people said that I don't know what the will of Father is.
其实天父旨意很简单。
But the will of Father is actually very simple.
天父旨意就在神所颁布的十诫里面。
The will of Father is recorded in the Ten Commandments.
所以我们如果来看一下马太福音第五章。
If we turn to Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章，请看第十节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 10.
马太五章十节
，Matthew chapter five verse ten。
十节这里说应该是第十九节啊。
Excuse me, verse 19。
第十九节。
Verse 19。
十九节说，所以无论何人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做，他在天国里要成为最小的；但无论何人遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行，他在天国里要成为最大的。
19. Whoever then knows one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever keeps and teaches them, he shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
这里讲到说神的诫命，他说我如果去做，我要教训人这样做，就是教训人遵行。
If we do this commandment and teach others to do the same,
那他在天国要成为大的，就是他能够进天国。
Then we shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
那神的旨意。其实很简单的。
That means we will be able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
其中有一条特别说到，
God's, 我们
来看一下《帖撒罗尼迦前书》。
God's will is very simple. One of them is recorded in First Thessalonians.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
First Thessalonians chapter 4.
第三节。
Verse 3.
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章三节。
First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 3.
四章三节。
Chapter 4 verse 3.
这里说神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行。第四节，要你们个人晓得怎么用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。第五节，不放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。这里提到说要成为圣洁，掩蔽淫行。
This verse tells us to be holy and abstain from sexual immorality.
要不放纵私欲的邪情，像那些不认识神的人。
And not to give in lustful passions like the Gentiles who do not know God.
今天我们如果知道神的旨意，我们愿不愿意遵行？
Today, if we know the will of God, are we willing to keep them?
如果我们愿意遵行，
if we're willing to do it,
其实耶稣说，他保证我们说，愿意遵行天父旨意的人可以进入。
Then Jesus guaranteed those who are willing to do the will of God to enter the kingdom of heaven.
这是讲到我们今天在做，在知道以后去行出来这个动作本身。
He's saying, telling us that after we understand what it is we should perform in action.
当然神的旨意还有很多。
Of course, God's will, there's still a lot of God's will.
诫命如果把它拿出来，撕掉诫命。
If we take out the Ten Commandments,
我们如果来教会久的人，我们都会，特别到真耶稣教会来的人，都一定会知道什么叫撕掉诫命。
And those who are in the church for a long time will definitely know what the Ten Commandments are.
撕掉诫命记在哪里？
And where they're recorded.
我们一定要知道的。
We have to know where it is.
从小我们的小朋友就把它背起来了。
Since young, we teach our children to remember this.
那除了在马太福音除了这个遵循天父旨意之外，还有一种很重要。
In addition to doing the will of Father, there is another thing that's very important.
我们来看回到马太福音第十八章。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 18.
哪些人可以进入这个天国呢？
Who can enter the kingdom of heaven?
马太福音十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
请看第一节。
Verse 1.
马太福音第十八章第一节
，Matthew chapter 18 verse 1。
当时门徒进前来问耶稣说：“天国里谁是最大的？”耶稣便叫一个小孩子来，使他站在他们当中，说：“我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。”第四节
，verse 3 and 4。
所以，凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。这里提到说要谦卑，像小孩子一样。
This verse tells us that we need to be humble and be like a child.
要回转我们的心思意念，像孩子一样谦卑在神面前。
Our heart, mind, and thought needs to be like that of a child.
其实这样一个做法是回应马太五章主耶稣说的，在虚心的人有福的这件事情的。
And this corresponds to the idea of blessed are those who are poor in spirit.
那再看一下第十九章，马太十九章十四节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 19, verse 14.
马太福音十九章十四节
，Matthew chapter 19 verse 14。
耶稣说：“让小孩子到我这里来，不要禁止他们，因为在天国的正是这样的人。”再一次强调说，要像小孩子一样才能够进天国。
Again, Jesus emphasized that those who are like children can go to the kingdom of heaven.
所以，我们今天不能够轻看小子里面的一个。
That's why today we cannot look lightly upon any one of the children.
因为如果我们轻看小子里面一个，其实我们就不叫谦卑了。
Because if we do that, then we are not humble.
这个小子不一定是年纪小。
Children does not necessarily refer to those who are young in age.
有时候有些人会觉得说，他的学问很高。
Sometimes people might think that he's very knowledgeable.
能力很好。
That he's very capable.
财务很多
，That he's very wealthy。
那么他就觉得说，我在教会里面讲话大声
，So he thinks that he can speak very loud in church。
跟其他人比起来，我比他们出色。
Because compared to other people in church, he's much better。
其实这样的心态是进不了天国的。
This kind of attitude, those with this attitude can never enter the kingdom of heaven。
因为小孩子不会这样，小孩谦卑的孩子是，我是要学习的，我还是跟人家学习的。
Because a child。Will humble himself and says that he needs to learn from other people.
所以要回转成小孩子的样式，这很重要。
So we need to return to be like a child.
耶稣告诉我们这个我们的心态问题。
So Jesus is telling us what kind of attitude we need to have.
那除了这个像小孩子这种谦卑心态以外，耶稣还告诉我们一件今天我们在这个社会里面特别要小心的。
In addition to having the humility of a child, Jesus also tells us to be careful of this one thing.
像看马太福音二十三章十九章二十三节。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 19 verse 23.
十九章二十三节。
19:23.
耶稣对门徒说，我实在告诉你们，财主进，财主进天国是难的。
Jesus said to his disciples, truly I say to you, it's hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
这里讲财主进天国是难，其实不是说 财主不能进天国。
This verse does not say that rich person cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
是财主如果跟非财主比起来，财主比较困难啊。
Rather that compared to a poor person, it's harder for a rich person to enter.
那财主问题出在哪里？
So what's the problem here?
因为财主容易依靠钱财。
A rich person is more likely to rely on his wealth.
我们请看提摩太前书第六章。
Please turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6.
提摩太前书第六章的十七节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 17.
六章十七节。
Chapter 6 verse 17.
你要嘱咐那些今世富足的人，不要自高，也不要倚靠无定的钱财，只要倚靠那后世百物给我们享受的神。
17. Instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be conceited or to fix their hope on uncertainty of riches, but on God who richly supplies us with all things to enjoy.
这里提到说，财主因为他会容易以会自高，容易倚靠钱财，不依靠神。
It tells us that it's easier for a rich person to rely on uncertainty of riches rather than God.
所以谁进得了天国？
So who's able to enter the kingdom of heaven?
倚靠真的是谦卑倚靠神的人。
Those who are humble and who truly rely on God.
不会依靠我们拥有的财富资源。
Those who do not rely on their wealth.
那如果我们把它做一个小结。
We summarize what we talk about.
在天国里面是哪些人？
Who are in heaven?
细心的人。
Those who are humble.
愿意为天国付出代价的人。
Those who are willing to pay a price for the sake of the kingdom of
heaven. 知道神的旨意，愿意遵行天父旨意的人。
Those who know the will of God and are willing to do it.
回转像小孩子谦卑样式的人。
And those who humble themselves like a child.
依靠神的人。
Those who rely on God.
这是告诉我们在天国哪些 qualification， 哪些人是合资格进去的。
And this verse tells us what are the qualifications of people who can enter the kingdom of God.
那主耶稣基督他如果告诉我们这些还不够。
And merely telling us this is not enough.
那我们怎样进入这个路很重要的。
Jesus has to tell us which way to go on.
所以主耶稣接着他指出我们怎么进入永生这条路。
So now Jesus, he next.Points out which way to go.
我们请看约翰福音第十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
请看第六节。
Verse 6.
约翰福音十四章第六节。
John chapter 14, verse 6.
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。若不是借着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
Jesus said to him, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me."
耶稣就是到天国的那条路。
Jesus is the way that leads to heaven.
那这条路就是。要接受耶稣，接受耶稣的方法，然后遵行耶稣所说的教训。
This way refers to keeping Jesus' way, his commandments and instructions.
耶稣是道路，这个信息可以讲很多很多信息的。
And there are many teachings Jesus' proclamation of that he's the way.
耶稣基督在当时候来说，对很多人来看，耶稣其实是一个。不是什么出名人物的，他是名不见经传的一个小人物，贫穷人家的孩子。
To the eyes of his contemporaries, Jesus was merely a child from a poor family.
表面上看的是这样子。
On the surface, it surely seems like that.
因为从人的角度来看，他是也是一样被人生出来。
Because from man's perspective, he's born like how everyone else was born.
在木匠的家长大的。
He grew up in a carpenter's house.
他长大的时候，甚至也是当木匠。
After he grew up, he himself became a carpenter.
可是从灵的角度看来，
But from a spiritual perspective,
我们一开始就已经讲到，耶稣是神道成肉身，是神在肉身的显现。
We mentioned this in the very beginning that Jesus Christ is a manifestation of God in heaven.
但是他隐藏在一个非常不起眼的一个角色里。
He hid himself in a very slight character.
那他在这个不起眼的角色里面，他所宣告的信息，如果一个谦卑的人他听到了，他就愿意接受。
A humble person when he hears the proclamation given by this this person, then he would be blessed.
所以在众人当中，耶稣的这条路其实看起来就是非常的小，他这个门就是非常的窄。
To man, Jesus' way and his gate is very small and hard to find.
就是跟当时候比起来，所谓的一些有出名的所谓的神学家、一些文士、一些著名的教师里面。 耶稣实际上是非常的不起眼的。
And when compared to Pharisees, scribes, and teachers of the law at that time, Jesus Christ was nothing to look upon.
那耶稣就是这个窄门。
Yet Jesus Christ is this narrow door.
我们来看一下马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
所以我们要进窄门，要进去这个天国里面，一定要进窄门。
So to enter the kingdom of heaven, we have to first enter through this narrow gate.
七章十三节。
Chapter 7, verse 13.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去人也多；引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
14. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. 14. For the gate is small, and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
耶稣特别这一指出有两种门，一个是宽的门，一个是窄的门。
Jesus here points out two types of gates. One is narrow, the other is wide.
两条路，一条路是大的，一条路小的。
There are two ways. One is broad, the other narrow.
窄门进去的是小路，宽门进去就是大路。
Small gate leads to a narrow way, and a big gate leads to a wide way.
既然窄门找到人就少，走的人就少。
Those who find the small gate are few.
那这条路其实就是耶稣这条路。
But this way is Jesus.
这一条路就是愿意遵行天父旨意的人所走的路。
This way is for those who trust and believe in Jesus to walk on.
今天我们放眼我们邻居任何一个地方所看到的教会。
Today when we look at churches around us.
今天教会里面把进天国这个门把它开得非常的宽了。
They open this gate to heaven to very wide.
你只要相信就好了。
As long as you believe, that's fine.
你只要心里面你相信耶稣，你口心里面相信耶稣，你口里承认耶稣，得救了。
As long as you believe him in your heart and proclaim him as your Lord, then you will be saved.
那至于你要什么洗礼，那是无关紧要的。
It doesn't matter whether or not you're baptized or what form of baptism you receive.
你可以去过你的生活。
You can continue on living your life.
你只要心里面相信耶稣是你的救主。
As long as you believe Lord Jesus is your Savior.
你只要常常到教会里面来悔改
，As long as you come to church often to repent，
不要把耶稣忘记了
，Don't forget Jesus。
最后，你一定进天国了。
In the end, you will enter the kingdom of heaven。
今天很多教会他把这样一个信息传给底下在听到的人。
Many churches preach this kind of gospel to all people。
其实圣经里面他讲的不是这样子的。
But this is not what the Bible tells us。
我们已经分享过哪些人是够资格进去的。
Worthy shared, who are qualified to enter the kingdom?
那所以这个门是小的，说我们要怎么进去？我们要找到那个窄门。
Since this gate is small, we have to make sure that we find it.
那既然要窄门，找到人少，就要努力去找，努力去走。
Since it's hard to find this gate, those who find it have to put extra effort, to walk on the way that the gate leads to.
所以圣经说，天国是努力进入的，努力的人就得到了。
And that's why the Bible tells us that the kingdom of heaven are for those who put all their effort to try to enter.
第四点
，first point number four.
耶稣指出一条非常重要的一个步骤。
Jesus gives us a very important step.
我们请看约翰福音第三章。
Please turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
约翰福音三章五节。
John chapter 3, verse 5.
耶稣说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
这里提到说要从水跟圣灵生。
This verse tells us that we have to be born of water and spirit.
也就是说重生。
We have to be reborn.
那重生其实指的就是洗礼跟得圣灵的问题。
So the issue of rebirth has to do with water baptism and receiving the Holy Spirit.
那这条路呢？我们往后的几天里面，我们会把它指出的更明白。
In the next few days, we will share this message more clearly.
因为耶稣这里讲的非常的绝对。
Jesus tells us, gives us this message in a definite form.
人若没有从水跟圣灵生的，绝不能进神的国的。
Unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God.
这条路耶稣已经指出来了。
Jesus points out this way.
今天
，today，
我们听到了。
We've heard it.
我们愿不愿意相信
？Are we willing to believe it？
如果我们相信
，if we believe it，
那么这个福音对我们来说就是一个天大的好消息了。
Then this gospel to us will be a great news.
因为福音要救我们。
because gospel is to save us.
我们来最后来看罗马书第一章。
Lastly, let's turn to Romans chapter 1.
罗马书第一章。
Romans chapter 1.
请看十六节。
Verse 16.
罗马书第一章十六节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 16.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it's the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jews first and also to the Greek.
这个福音，这个天国的福音，是神道成肉身，成为耶稣基督来向我们宣告的。
This gospel of the kingdom of heaven was proclaimed by Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ was the God in heaven who came.
这是神的大能所宣告出来的信息。
And this is the gospel that was proclaimed by the great power of God.
要救一切相信的人。
To save everyone who believes.
今天我们愿意相信吗？
Today, are we willing to believe?
如果我们愿意相信，
If we're willing to believe it,
那么我们就在这个天国路上，我们找到那个门路了。
Then we will find this gate that leads to heaven.
求主耶稣带领我们。
May Lord Jesus Christ guide us.
我们再唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
195首。
195.
那我们接下来祷告。
And now we will pray.
祷告以前呢，先跟大家来分享一个见证。
Before we pray, I'd like to share a testimony with you.
那这个见证呢，我个人认为说，让我们来了解这个所谓的天国的福音呢，非常有帮助。
I personally feel that this testimony can help us very much in understanding the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
我们有一位高弟兄呢，他在1986年的时候来信主。
There's a brother Gao who came to believe in the Lord in 1986.
那这个弟兄他信主的时候已经30多岁了。
When he came to believe, he was in his 30s.
那他从小在一个基督徒的家庭长大的。
He grew up in a Christian family.
那可是他对信仰其实来说实在他没有什么体验。
But he had no experience of God.
他一直觉得说信仰只是一种精神上的寄托，让他觉得他很忧伤的时候，他有个地方可以得到 release， 可以得到解脱。
He's always felt that religion is a tool for him to release his emotions.
他对神、对圣经所讲的这个所谓圣灵，他基本上没有什么感受。
And he has no experience of the Holy Spirit that was recorded in the Bible.
虽然圣经里面已经讲那么清楚了。
Even though the Bible records this message very clearly.
在读圣经当中，绝对跑不掉会看到圣灵这个字眼的。
When you read the Bible, you will surely come upon the words Holy Spirit.
结果在1984年有一次他听他的同事说到有关于有一个祷告山的问题。
In 1984, he heard his co-worker mention a mountain of prayer.
他们说你到祷告山来祷告可以求圣灵。
He said that come to the mountain of prayer to pray for the Holy Spirit.
你离开这个世界上的一些事物，然后专心自己，禁食在神面前祷告，神就给你圣灵。
Leave the things of the world behind, come to the mountain, fast and pray, and devote yourself to prayer, then God will give you the Holy Spirit.
他真的向他公司请了一个礼拜的假。
So he took one week off from his work.
上山到那个山里面去祷告。
He entered to the mountain to pray.
他到的时候，很多人已经在开始禁食了。
When he arrived, many have already fasted and prayed.
很多人在祷告，求圣灵。
Many were praying and praying for the Holy Spirit.
他到了以后，开始禁食。
When he arrived, he started to fast.
他说他禁食了四天，不吃不喝。
He said that he fasted for 4 days and night without eating or drinking. He prayed for the Holy Spirit.
白天有3个小时，他们的牧师会在那边讲道理，有关于怎么求圣灵。
In the morning, the pastor will preach for 3 hours about how to receive the Holy Spirit.
因为他们是住在山上啊。
Since they live in the mountains.
所以就是所有的时间都在祷告啊。
They devoted all their time to prayer.
他们的牧师呢，帮他们按手祷告。
Their pastor lay hands on them and helped them pray.
他第一次先看到这个求圣灵的经过。
This was the first time that he saw how people pray for the Holy Spirit.
当牧师按手的时候，这个人就倒下去了。
When the preacher lay hand on a person, that person will fall immediately.
他一开始觉得这好像不太好吧。
In the beginning, he felt that this was not good.
躺在那边一直动，好像不太雅观呢。他想到自己，我如果倒下去，实在是很难看。
It's not good to lie on the floor and move around.
所以当时候他就觉得，但是他那时候就很想要求这个圣灵，但是他又不敢去给那个牧师按手。
So that time he really wanted to pray for the Holy Spirit, but he was afraid to let the pastor lay hands on him.
一个礼拜之后，他空空的回来。
A week later, he came back empty-handed.
他带了一肚子的疑惑，奇怪了，我今天禁食4天这么辛苦，没有圣灵，也没有什么体验。
He came back with a lot of doubts and he put in so much effort, yet he did not experience the Holy Spirit.
回来之后，他的同事问他去哪里。
After he came back, his co-worker asked him, "Where did you go?"
到山上去祷告, 求圣灵。
And he replied, "I went to the mountain to pray for the Holy Spirit."
禁食四天哦。
I fasted for 4 days without eating or drinking.
他这个同事是我们真耶稣教会的信徒。
His co-worker is a member of the True Jesus Church.
他说你要求圣灵，你干嘛跑那个山上去这么受苦四天？
He said that if you want to pray for the Holy Spirit, why did you go to the mountain and suffer for 4 days?
你跟我来教会。
Why don't you come? Why don't you come with me to True Jesus Church?
你不用跑到山上，你到我们教会来祷告就可以得圣灵了。
You don't have to go to the mountain. Just come to our church, pray, and you will receive the Holy Spirit.
那时候他第一次听到真耶稣教会。
This was the first time that he heard about the
True Jesus Church.
When he first heard about it, he's very angry.
你们叫真耶稣教会。
He said that you are so called True Jesus Church.
那我们都不是真的，我们都假的。
Does that mean that we're false?
他那时候就不理这个同事了。
So he ignored his coworker.
哦，所以他那时候。 不但不理他，更努力到他的教会里面去做圣工，服侍神。他说：“我要回报，我至少我花了一个礼拜上山祷告，然后那个能力充满了。”
Not only did he ignore his coworker, he set determination to put in more effort to attend church services and to work for his church.
后来隔一年，我们那个同事，他那个同事在邀请他来真耶稣教会听到，他说：“我们现在教会有个灵恩布道会，欢迎你来听。”
A year later, his co-worker invited him to come to our church spiritual evangelical service.
他那时候为了要搞清楚什么叫灵恩布道会，跟我上次去那个地方有没有什么不一样。
In order to find out what exactly is evangelical service.
出于好奇，他就来了。
Out of curiosity, he came to our church.
第一次来看到我们的祷告。
When he came, he saw our prayer for the first time.
这个叫圣灵的祷告。
And said that, oh, this is what it means by praying the Holy Spirit.
就是祷告的时候。 德圣灵讲口里面讲的一些他听不懂的话，舌音嘛。
He saw that people who have received the Holy Spirit spoke in tongues.
然后身体会震动，
which he could not understand, and their body moved.
但是没有一个倒下去了。
But none of them fall on the floor.
因为他一开始来就看到祷告的情形。
When he first,
因为他是还没有聚会，聚会还没开始，他就来，我们就有会堂就有人在祷告，他就看到了。
Before worship service started, he came to our church. When he stepped into the chapel, he saw people praying.
他就有一个很深的印象，哦，这个地方有圣灵，哦，是这样子。
And this left him a very deep impression.
然后他就来听道理，他连续来听了几个晚上的布道会。
He came to attend evangelical service for a few nights in a row.
他听一听就说，道理好像都差不多啊，跟我以前听的没什么不一样啊。
And he felt that what he heard was very similar to what he had heard before.
那所以他就后来就没有来了。
So he stopped coming.
他就觉得都一样。
He felt that it's all the same.
可是因为他在读圣经当中，他产生很多疑问。
But while he was reading the Bible, he had many questions.
他没有来真耶稣教会的时候，其实他也没有到其他教会去。他那时候也没有来去了。
After he stopped coming to True Jesus Church, he didn't go to other churches.
为什么？因为他很多圣经的疑问没有办法得到解答。
Why? Because he had many questions about the Bible that he cannot find answers.
后来他再一次到真耶稣教会来，就是为了要来问圣经的一些疑问了。
And later, when he came to our church's church again, he came with many questions.
那教会的传道就帮他解答。
About the Bible, so our church pastor helped him.
这些解答让他觉得很满意啊。
Answer his questions to his satisfaction.
因为他有信仰上的疑问，就是圣经他看不懂嘛。
Because he cannot understand what he read in the Bible.
然后他就来听道理，然后就固定来真耶稣教会听道理。
Then he started to come to attend church service regularly.
那渐渐他就明白，哦，这个救恩的奥秘是这么一回事。Slowly,
he came to understand the mystery of the gospel.
稍好一年之后，他就受洗了。Gospel
salvation.
他报名要接受洗礼。After
a year studying the truth, he signed up to be baptized.
那洗礼完之后，那时候他其实还没有祷告的，还没有得到圣灵的。After
he received water baptism, he still did not receive Holy Spirit.
可是很奇妙的是，他洗完礼以后，他一些生活上坏习惯都改掉了，抽烟喝酒，一些不好的习惯，很自然的，哎，神都帮他解决了。But
miraculously, after he was baptized, many of his bad habits, such as smoking, drinking, and other stuff, were they went away.
他心里充满喜乐。
And his heart was filled with joy.
因为他没有那些束缚啊，因为其实抽烟喝酒人是很苦的，因为。 你不抽烟了就皮皮抽啊，因为你就是被那控制，那个烟瘾控制啊。Because
he's no longer bounded by addiction.
那所以他心里也很喜乐。 他那时候就想说哦， 你看这个道理这么好，他要去，他想要去回到他的家乡里面去跟他的家乡人做见证。
His heart was filled with joy, so he thought to himself, "This news is so great. I should go home and preach to people in my hometown."
那有一次，因为他在工作的关系，他要上晚班，他大概都晚上11点多才下班。
Because of the nature of his work, sometimes he had to take night shift, and he would get off work at 10 or 11 at night.
就他准备要回他的家乡去跟他的亲人做见证以前，他想到。我现在要去做见证，如果我没有领受圣灵，我怎么办法讲得明白呢？
Before he left for his hometown to preach the gospel, he thought to himself, "I do not have the Holy Spirit yet, so how can I preach the gospel to them?"
没有圣灵的体验，好像觉得好像还没有真的摸到神那种感觉。
Since I don't have the Holy Spirit, it felt like I have not yet truly felt God.
因为从读圣经，他知道如果得圣灵之后得能力，就勇敢做见证。
From reading the Bible, he understands that once he received the Holy Spirit, he will have courage and power to preach the gospel.
所以那天晚上他回到家以后，他就已经半夜十二点左右了。他说：“我现在要跪下来祷告，求圣灵。”
That night when he got home was about 12:30 a.m. and he knelt down to pray for the Holy Spirit.
我们知道我们在祷告的时候，如果还没有得圣灵的人，就是一开始是奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And we know that those who have not yet received the Holy Spirit will begin their prayer with "In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray."
然后我们就重复的念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And they will repeatedly say "Hallelujah, praise the Lord."
他就这样子跪下来祷告，在家里自己祷告。
In this manner, he knelt down and prayed by himself at home.
大声的跟主耶稣这样祷告，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
With a loud voice, he prayed to God, to Jesus, saying, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord." Because he was by himself at home, so he was not afraid to bother the other people would hear his voice.
他祷告了很久。
So he prayed loudly and for a long time. About an hour.
你看他用哈利路亚赞美这样子，哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，他这样可以祷告一个小时哦。你看他那个心有多专心。
An hour later, so he was able to pray for this long time, while saying "Hallelujah, praise the Lord." So we can see how focused and concentrated he was.
他祷告的时候，神让他看异象。
In his prayer, God showed him a vision.
那这个异象当中哦，他看到异象，看到一座山很漂亮，在他眼前出现。
He saw a very beautiful mountain before his eyes.
那在这个山上有一个十字架出现了。
There is a cross on the top of the mountain.
那在这个十字架下面，从十字架上面流出了血跟水流出来。
There is water and blood that flow from the cross.
当他看到这个景象的时候，他马上觉得自己好脏。
When he saw this image, immediately he felt very dirty.
他就想要下去洗了，因为那个从十字架上流出来那个血跟水就成了一条河。
The water and blood from the cross flowed down the mountain. Like a river, so when he saw this cross, he wanted to jump in the river to wash himself.
在异象里面，他都跳下去洗。
In the vision, he jumped into the river and washed himself.
当他下去的时候，他说他身上的污秽就像那个湖那个油哈浮起来。
When he was in the river, he said that all the dirty spots on his body floated to the top of the river like oil.
所以这个河流到掉到那个黑暗的森林里面去了，不见了。
This river flowed from the top of the mountain to the depth of eternity and disappeared.
那当他在这个水中的时候，他看到在天空有一只鸽子飞在空中了。
While he was in the water, he saw a dove in the sky.
那在空中在飞翔，似乎是要来帮助他的。
Flying in the sky like he's about the dove wants to help him.
因为这个鸽子没有声音啊。
This dove was silent.
那是好像是要来帮助他。
But he flew over to help him.
当这只鸽子碰到这个水，这个河流的水的时候
，When the dove touched water in the river，
他说这个水哈，马上有那个光，这个光就扩散出来，就有那个光就出现。
He said that immediately there's a light that shone from that point。
这个光碰到他身体的时候，他身体就洁净。
When that light touches his body becomes cleansed immediately。
那当他身体洁净的时候，他这个时候看到一位天使出现。
When his body is cleansed。He saw an angel appear before his
eyes. 那一件白袍给他穿上
，and gave him a white robe for him to wear.
他现在就穿了一件白袍了。
So now he's wearing a white robe.
然后当他穿上白袍以后，本来这个山上有十字架，这个山上是没有路可以到那个十字架底下去的。
As soon as he put on this white robe, originally there's no path that on the mountain that leads to the cross.
这个白袍 一穿上去，他就到了那个十字架底下。
But once he put on this white robe, he saw himself immediately was taken to the bottom of this cross.
他就跪在十字架底下那边祷告感谢神。
He knelt down at the foot of the cross and prayed to God to thank God.
他跪下去祷告的时候，他听到有声音跟他说了。
When he knelt down to pray, he heard a voice telling him.
他说：“你们都要从这条路进来，进到这里来。”
So that you have to enter, you have to come here through this path.
那这条路是什么？
What is this path?
就是洗礼这条路了。
This path refers to water baptism.
因为他在那个水里面起来以后，他那个白袍就给他穿上了。
Because after he rose from the water, angel gave him a white robe to wear.
照着圣经的应许。
According to the promises in the Bible.
然后这个时候，因为他跪在那个十字架前面了。
Because he was kneeling before the cross.
那是天上鸽子啊，哎，降在他身上。
Dove descended from heaven on him.
在那个时候，他就得圣灵了。
At that time, he received the Holy Spirit.
所以他也就在那个祷告里面，他得圣灵。
In that,
开始讲灵言。
So in that prayer, he received the Holy Spirit and started speaking in tongues.
那他讲灵的时候，他然后之后，他的异象就消失了。
After he started speaking in tongues, this vision went away.
他就开始舌头剪动，讲起那种像我们今天在祷告一样灵言。
His tongue started to roll and started to speak in tongues in the same manner as we do today.
心中充满喜乐。
His heart was filled with joy.
他有这个体验之后。
After he had this experience,
他现在就知道这一条路就是耶稣为他准备的。
He knew that this path was prepared for him by Lord Jesus.
就是圣经里面说，主耶稣所讲的，要从水跟圣灵重生。
And this is what the Bible tells us that we have to be born of the water and the Spirit.
然后这条路就是要进到十字架在神耶稣面前的。
This path will lead us and bring us right to Jesus.
穿上白袍。
And we need to wear this white robe.
圣灵就像鸽子降在他身上，跟耶稣基督一样。
Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove, just like how it descended on Jesus.
然后他就后来得到圣灵之后，满心喜乐，赶快回家去做见证了。
After he received the Holy Spirit, he was filled with joy. Immediately he went back to his hometown to preach.
这个就是主耶稣所讲的天国的福音。
So this is the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
我们现在就来祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
主耶稣基督他是不偏待人的。
Lord Jesus shows no favoritism.
我们今天如果能够也是抱着像这样的心智。
If today we have this determination.
我要来恳求主耶稣给我能力，让我有体验。
To pray to Lord Jesus, for experience.
用一颗谦卑的心来到他的面前祷告。
If we come before him with a humble heart.
大声祷告。
Pray with a loud voice.
圣灵一样要临到我们的身上，那我们体验到神就在这里。
Holy Spirit will come upon you and let you experience that God is here.
我们现在竭诚邀请我们各位，如果愿意祷告求圣灵的，体验神的，请到前面来祷告。
And now I sincerely invite those who are willing to come to the front to pray for the Holy Spirit to come.
我们在座的传道执事们，可以帮我们按手祷告。
Pastors and ministers, deacons will lay hand on us to help us pray.
那我们祷告，因为我们是跟神祷告，所以我们一般我们都跪下来表示我们的谦卑。
Because we're praying to God, we kneel down to show our humility.
那我们把眼睛闭起来，让我们专心。
We close our eyes so that we can concentrate.
手合在我们的胸前。
We clasp our hands.
让我们祷告能够更有力。
So we can have more strength in our prayer.
然后我们一开始奉主耶稣圣灵祷告。
We begin our prayer with "In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray."
那么，重复的颂赞神，哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And we repeat this phrase, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord," to praise our Lord.
那当圣灵到我们的时候，我们一定会感受到那个力量临到我们，就像这个高弟兄他所体验的。
When the Holy Spirit comes on us, we will surely experience the same strength that came and power that came upon Brother Cal.
用一颗渴慕的心来跟他祈求。
Let's pray with a sincere and thirsty heart.
神一定会回应我们的祷告。
And God will surely answer our prayer.
那当然，我们愿意用我们原来的方式祷告，其实也可以，因为神看我们的心的。
Of course, you can pray with your old method because God looks at our hearts.
那因为我们今天很多弟兄姐妹都领受这样一个这个。圣灵也用这个方法体验到圣灵，所以我们也建议我们能够用这个方法来祷告。
But because many of our brothers and sisters who are here have received the Holy Spirit praying this way, so we strongly recommend you to pray with us.
我们现在就一起来祷告。
And now let's kneel down and pray.
我们愿意到前面来祷告，请到前面来。
If you'd like to come forward, please come forward.